Joel, firstly, let's chat about the cabinet reshuffle. The Prime Minister was forced to reshuffle his front bench after a combination of resignations and retirement announcements. Do you believe the government is in a state of chaos at the moment?
It just reflects a chaotic and dysfunctional government. People were upbeat when Tony Abbott moved on, but Malcolm Turnbull dithers. He talks a lot, but nothing's changed in policy terms. And the place has never looked so chaotic.
There's been a lot of talk about the high cattle prices at the moment and the decline in the national herd. It seems to be a double-ended sword.
Well, Barnaby Joyce's only claim to success in almost 3 years is higher cattle prices at the farm gate. But these prices are drought-induced. They are hurting consumers in the supermarkets. They are costing us jobs in our local meatworks and abattoirs around the country. And what we need for farmers is sustainable farm gate prices. We want higher prices for producers. We want those higher prices to be sustainable.
Well, you're right, Joel. The current conditions are rocking the entire red meat industry. MLA is predicting beef production to drop to perhaps its lowest level in over 20 years. Meat processors, as you mentioned, are being forced to restructure their operations, which of course is resulting in job losses in regional areas. What can be done here to support the industry?
Well, supermarket prices are higher. Meat workers are losing their jobs. Barnaby Joyce needs to do more than claim credit for high farm gate prices, which are, of course, drought-induced, but rather put in place a plan for greater productivity and more sustainable profitability across the decades.
There are calls for the Murray-Darling Basin plan to be paused until the effects on irrigators, farmers and the wider community are properly realised. It was a Labor plan. Are you open to changes to this plan?
Well, Labor owns the plan, but we've demonstrated that we're prepared to look at sensible adjustments as time goes on. We proved that last year by backing one of the government's changes. But Barnaby Joyce talked up taking water, as if he's going to change dramatically how we manage water. But nothing's changed. It's just like Malcolm Turnbull, you know, in different positions, different leaders, but of course different portfolio responsibilities, but really nothing ever changes.
And just before we finish up, Joel, we've had some patchy rain over summer. It hasn't been enough to break the drought for farmers across the country. There's only so long that these farmers can hang on. Rural debt seems to be the biggest issue at the moment. Do you believe enough is being done to support our struggling primary producers across Australia?
It's another area of policy failure. Tony Abbott did his infamous drought tour with all the television cameras following, but he did nothing in policy terms. There's been no significant response, nothing to help those on the land. And, you know, Barnaby Joyce's agricultural white paper is an absolute failure. It has no long-term plan for the agriculture sector.